Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There was a dispute between a person that had a farm and the other had some stock animals. So the dispute was, stock farmer, perhaps because of his negligence or the shepherd's negligence, the sheep had crossed into the farm, strayed into the farm and damaged it. So both came to Dawud alayhi salam. He is the king. So Dawud alayhi salam had to first see the case, that is the claim right or is it not valid. So he saw that the claim was right. Now the second level is to compensate. It's your sheep, your negligence resulted in this person's farm being damaged. Dawood wa Sulaiman iz yahkumani fil habs iz nafashat fihi wa namul qawm. Now, يَحْكُمَانِي. So, they have to first verify, and then the second level is, what is the extent of the damage? So now, Dawud al-Islam worked out the extent of the damage is equal to the value of the sheep. For example, he had 20 hectares, right? And that's equivalent to his 100 sheep. So that he went at night, damaged the whole farm. So what is the extent of the damage? We found that the extent of the damage is equal to the value of the sheep. So he ruled that then the sheep be given to the owner of the farm as a manner of compensation. This is the damage, so this is how you're going to compensate. It's a rule, and you can't overrule it. It's a rule. Come on, this is your sheep, your negligence, and your negligence has resulted in this person's farm getting damaged. So now you must compensate for it. In the meanwhile, Sulaiman alayhi salam is still young, maybe under 16. Right? So he asked if he could make a settlement out of court. What do you say, sulah? So, what he says, that the sheep must be given to the owner of the farm, right? And the owner of the farm can enjoy from the milk, he can enjoy from the wool, and according to some reports, if there's going to be any young of the sheep, he can also have that. He can enjoy the milk, can enjoy the wool, and if there's going to be any future young born, then he can enjoy all that. And in that time, the owner of the sheep will look after his farm and bring it to the original size. So he will have the comfort and the enjoyment of the sheep, and he will take care of the farm, and the farm can come back to its original size. Say for example, the farm had maize, right? And the maize were, say, 1.5 meters now. So you bring it back until that maize has grown to 1.5 meters. So it's agreed. Now this is called a settlement out of court. So There's a lot of things that you learn here. One is, if a judge or a magistrate has passed a decision, and the decision was based on right principles, then that decision cannot be cancelled, because the principles were right. It was done in an orderly manner, followed all the principles, and came to this conclusion, so that cannot be cancelled. Number two is this, that, but say for example, if he came to a decision, but the decision was not in conformity with the Shari standards, then it must be rejected. قَضَاءُهُ مَرْدُودٌ, because it was not in conformity with the Shari standards, so it must be rejected. Third is this, that they both agree for a settlement out of court. So if it's both consent, then you can arrive at a settlement out of court. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Now there is a dispute between the wife and the husband. So one is, now you sorted the whole thing out. And the other way is, you're looking for a settlement. Right? وَأُحْدِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّهُ. Man's mind is swayed by some comfort. I'm going to give you something, so you can get attracted, isn't it? وَأُحْدِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّهُ. Right? Now there's a dispute. The wife says that, all right, this is what he's doing to me. And the husband says, all right, then if it is that now that I can't take care of her, then I got no other choice but to set her free. So she says, no, she must remain in the marriage. And he says, but no, I can't manage her. And she says that she wants to remain. Right? Now, how are you going to sort it out? Look for a settlement out of court. So the settlement out of court, you can do it like this, perhaps. As she says, all right, you may do what you want. If you want to remarry, you can marry. But I waive my right. See, if you want to take a second wife, then you have to alternate. One here, one day here, or one night here, one night here. The night is distributed. Night starts from sunset and ends up till Subha Sadiq. So the night is normally distributed by one and the second. So there you have to be very careful that you gave exact time. It's when you're 8 hours from sunset till the morning, and the other one you must give exactly the same time. There you can't cheat. This is where a lot of people go off. They want to take second, third wives, but then they don't distribute the time fairly and correctly. Sometimes the time is not distributed, right? Sometimes, then, one is the old wife, and one is the new wife. So, the new wife, he took her for the attraction and the beauty. But now, the old wife, she knows how to look after the house. She knows how to look after the kitchen. She's understood his appetite. This one has to learn. So she's good for the makeup, she is, but for the food, all that, she has to still learn. Now, where is Chacha going to go? See? So the Chacha will continue to say, you know, you prepare wife, you prepare food for me and for her. Or is that fair then? It's not fair now. Because now I must be the second wife, and I must prepare food for the both. He says, but this one doesn't know how to make food. I ask, do this or that, she can't do. She can't do this one here. She can't do this. Now what's going to happen? So, then there'll be a case of spite. Says, you opted to get married for the second time, so now you take it with the full responsibilities, whatever responsibilities you go with it. So then there's a spite. See. So now, when it's coming to this type of a situation, then the better thing is a settlement out of court. Right? If both are understanding, then it's better to. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu, in his zamana, he said, "Ruddul qada ila zawil arham." Right? فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ يَا رُدُّ الْخُصُومَةَ إِلَىٰ ذَوِي الْأَرْحَامِ فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ تُورِثُ الدَّغَائِ. There's a dispute now. What's the better thing to do? It's a dispute in the house. Then within the family now, look for one to senior people and try and sort it out. There's two, three people that are the elder in the family. So let them sort the whole thing out. So that's the better thing. It's within the house, it's contained, and it's not exposed. Then he says, فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ تُورِذُ الزَّغَائِنِ. Now you're going to take it to court. Right? So now that's an open forum. Court, say like Jamiat, right? Jamiat is an open forum. They can't keep anything quiet, secret. It's an open forum. When it's an open forum, so all your dirty linen will be exposed. All her dirty linen will be exposed. Yeah, he. What he used to do? All day he's watching videos here. Yeah. So, all the dirt, all the wrongs, will become exposed. Before everything was under the carpet. Yeah, he gave one slap, you know. He gave me, see, I got a blue eye shirt. Amen. Wife bashing. What a monster he is. Now, you thought he's a farishta coming to masjid and all that. Now we get to know that he's bashing his wife. See, that all the dirty linen comes out. Now it's a fight now. And each one is trying to defend his reputation. Wife is trying to defend her side. Husband is defending his side. You know how much of his faults I just concealed, you know? Yeah. You know, before marriage, he had a girlfriend. I got all that, I got all stored up, what he was doing. I overlooked all this. I got pictures of all that. My friend knows about forensic, and they can go right into the history. Go right to 30 years and see what he was doing. And what shameful things he was doing. See? See that? Now the man thinks, hey, I got a reputation here. I'm respected by my children, by my grandchildren. Now how are they going to see me? See how the fight goes. That is when the fight is thrown in the open. Because everyone is trying to defend defend himself. The type of things come here, I don't take it now. It takes too much of time. You hardly win. So, it takes too much of time. Man is complaining that he wanted to take another wife. So now, everybody ganged up with their mother, right? When they ganged up with their mother, I mean, each day they are not giving any show. No food, no reception, nothing. Each morning, he's phoning his grandchild. The grandchild saying, who's speaking? What do you want? So before you make all these moves, you must think. You don't say that you don't have the right to do it. But are they in the right frame of mind? You have the right to do it. But are they in the right frame of mind to accept all these things? But they all ganged up, say, I got no eat. Then he says, what I had to do then? There was no reception at home, not my children, not my grandchildren. I had to book in the bed and breakfast. That was my Eid. So how he feels? Wealthy. He's so wealthy that every 2-3 months he can buy a brand new Mercedes. He's so wealthy. But now they don't give him show. All of them ganged up with the mother now. Children, grandchildren, everybody. See? Don't think it's so easy. Some communities, it's easy for them. It's in the culture to get married the second one and the third one. Some communities are like you get the Arabs, Indonesian, then you get a lot of the black countries, like the Arabs. To give a second or the third one, it's like the culture, it's normal. Here, from India, married for life. So some of the Indian customs are bad, not good at all. Because up to recently, I don't know if it happens, but there was a practice in India amongst the Hindus, sati. What is sati? Sati means they normally Hindus they cremate, right? They burn the body. So now the husband died, she's widowed, then they will keep nagging her, you know. The husband died, what's the use of living now? Until she throws herself into the crematorium and burns herself alive. And so she cremates herself. See, so Indians are coming from that culture. Now, what the wife can do, she was, you know, namazi and everything else, everything in place. But the moment you spoke about this, the moment you press this button, then everything just went blank. See? So understand. You see, you have all the right, permissible, it's not against deen. But now, these people are not prepared, they're still not in the right frame of mind. And you are used to your luxuries. She knows exactly your luxuries. One man came here some days ago. And he lost his first wife. About 40, 45 or something, and he lost his first wife. He's crying away, you know, what she used to do for me. She won't even let me put my socks. She would put my socks on. She will comb my hair, she will comb my beard, everything. I don't have to do anything. Now I lost his idea. See what happens to this Indian woman. They really spoil the husband, right? They really spoil the husband. Or the husband feels so isolated, you know. Now he is now blank, now doesn't know what to do, how to start off the home. So now the Quran Sharif is saying, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ. Man's mind is swayed by greed, what? Material. So he knows, I'm going to get some benefit out of this, he'll go for it. So if the wife says, the husband says, alright, she says she gave her right now, getting married for the second one, and she gives up her right. That means I don't have to see her every alternate day. Because now there must be equal distribution in time and in wealth. If you're giving this one 500 dan, it's also 500 dan. 6 hours here and 6 hours there. So time and wealth, you have to distribute it equally between the both. Now the man says that, hey, I can't manage this thing here now. So he's letting go of one. That wife says, no, you know, I got children and all that. And then where am I going to go? Well, I waive my rights. I don't need the time. But just keep me in the marriage. So the benefit that she gets is she's still in the marriage. The benefit he gets is that he doesn't have to distribute time. See? So that is called sulah. See? Each one is waiving off his right or her right, but they're doing it They do it with understanding. So Sulaiman alayhi salam also did the same thing, and Allah Pak commended فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the right understanding. Someone says that it is Sula, and others say no, it was Istihsan. What? Istihsan is one is you got a level of qiyas, analogy, you know, analyzing, right? One level. But now, istihsan is an advanced level of analyzing. One is analyzing, right? And one is an advanced analogy. Analogy, but advanced. So, the analogy, the standard analogy was what Dawud al-Islam had ruled. That this is the extent of the damage, so you must compensate the owner of the farm. You caused it, so you must pay the farmer. So that was qiyas, that was analogy. But an advanced analogy was, alright, let both be comfortable. Why don't you enjoy the sheep for that duration? Enjoy the milk, enjoy the wool, and enjoy the offsprings. In the meanwhile, this person will take care of the farm. So you got nothing to lose. You just got winning all the time. You got all this, and that farm will be returned to you. Your farm will be returned to you, his sheep will be returned to him. So it's also an analogy, but it's an advanced analogy. That's why Allah says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We gave him a better understanding. Both. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah says he's given the understanding to both Dawud as well as Sulaiman alayhi salam. So this is now Muslim Islamic social etiquette. There's going to be problems, right? Then how do you settle those problems? So at the first level, what you try to do is to try and conceal it within the house. The husband is concealing the wife's fault, and the wife is concealing the husband's fault. So both are concealing. That's the first level. You don't just throw out the dirty linen straight away. Now, unfortunately, because of the phone, right? If anything happens, then straight away the messages are flying out. So then the man feels, now my reputation is gone. They're too impulsive. Sometimes the wife is too impulsive, sometimes the husband is too impulsive. Smallest thing, let it go, let it fly out. See? So that impulsive nature now, that complicates things. So the first level was, let's try and hide, listen, conceal it, just sweep it under the carpet, forget it, nobody knows about it. So the children don't know about it, the families don't know about it, the friends don't know about it, and they patched the differences, they hid the whole thing under the carpet, right? That was the first level. And Allah Pak likes that. Man satara an mu'minin satara Allahu anhu yawm al-qiyamah. You hid the next person's faults, Allah Pak will hide your faults. Who of us can say that he's got no faults? All of us got faults. And all of us would like that Allah Ta'ala conceals our faults. And now, if your faults get open, or come out in the open, now you're a pious person coming to masjid, in tajud namaz, going out in jamaat, reading good Quran Sharif and all that, Taraweeh and all. Suddenly now, all your past, you know, when you were a young boy, 14, 15 years of age, or 16, until you got married, you know, all those things are coming up. How do you feel? So, our culture is that you hide the fault. The husband will hide, and the wife will hide. So there's no dispute. So now, it's forgotten. I've forgiven and I've forgotten. I don't know what the details finish. How the husband feels clear, the wife feels clear. But that was the style of our elders at the first level. When satara an mu'minin, satara Allahu anhu yawm al-qiyamah. You hide the fault, and Allah Pak will hide your fault. How to make things work, you see. What these old people thought, these old people, what they did, is they had the essence of Islam. Maybe they didn't know the wording, but they had the essence. I know when I came from India, so I said, what is this big net bayan and all that? No such a thing. Because in the open world there wasn't such a thing. Right? Rajab and Muharram was have bayan of it. Now, Harun Sahib had gone out, so I was like the deputy imam, the top masjid. So now, the big night and the roza, right? Like 10th of Muharram, something like that. So my uncle, my big uncle, one of Gora's father, you know, he's the head of the family. He said he must give a bayan. But I just came new from India. I said, hey, no such a thing, no bayan. So obviously he was upset. He's the head of the family. And blankly I said, no bayan. So obviously he must be feeling upset. So for almost the day he didn't want to talk to me. Now, I went home, like the routine, you keeping your roza, so you bring something from home, and you enjoy it in the masjid, like how to make some savory something, pie or a samosa or something, so you enjoy it. So somehow it looks like my mother got to know about it, that's what happened. So she made some savories into a packet. Aye tara mama ji ne de dejo. Give this to your uncle. So what I liked, she didn't tell me why I didn't to give the talk. Because she may have felt that I know the masala and I have to act on the masala, right? So she respected that. But she also understands that now there's a problem and we need to join it up. So I went, I offered it to my wife and everything got sorted out straight away. The roza, everything cleared up. But you see, these old people, and the marvelous way, see, she didn't interfere the masla, but she passed the whole difference up straight. She would have taken another approach, say, yeah, what is pure thing? They don't know masla, they know that they're pushing the ulama around. What do they think of themselves? She would have used that approach, isn't it? They don't know, they must listen to ulama. What's wrong? They think they're too big for their boots. So, that's another, third angle. Today's zamana, that's how they think. Because today, people are a little bit extra clever, you see. Before they were not so clever, now they're extra clever. So these old people had deen. They had that whole essence of the deen they had. So both have to be done, the masla has to be respected. And the relationship has to be respected as well. Now, how do you reconcile the both? Well, now, see how nicely she did it. She respected the masla, and she also respected the relationship. That is why in an Islamic state, the qazi, right, the judge, he must try his best to look for a settlement out of court first. He mustn't just attract a judicial. He mustn't just go for a judicial. He must look if there can be, if there's a possibility of a settlement out of court. It'll be easier for both. There'll be no disputes. They have to live as families now. If there's going to be a judicial, there'll be bitterness. فَإِنَّ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ يُورِثُ الدَّقَائِنِ. But once it goes to the court, then there's going to be malicious hatred feelings. Feelings of hatred, yeah, see, my reputation is gone. So I don't want to see them. That can be brothers, it can be cousins, it can be friends. But because it went to the judicial, now what happened? Ji? See what happens. And sometimes, like you get a situation, you know, someone says he's trigger happy, right? And if it's a new person appointed to that position, then he is qaza happy. He is trigger happy, and he's happy for giving decision. All the disputes must come, so he can pass a decision. But he's not looking at the interest. The interest is like, see, alright, how can we patch it up? Alright, the problem, you know. Let's see now how we can patch the whole thing up, how we can settle it. But nobody knows about it, it's patched up, relationship has resumed. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. So, he's got some money outstanding. Ibn Hadrada. Ibn Hadrada is owing the Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. So, Rasulullah can overhear the voices raising up. Ka'b ibn Malik is demanding for the settlement of his debt. You owe me, now pay me up. Shine up now. And perhaps Ibn Hadrada is not in a position to pay it. So the first level is you go for a settlement. That famous hadith of Brother Jabir ibn Abdullah, and his father passed away, right? So, father passed away, the debt was the father's, and Jabir radiallahu anhu is going to get the money. And that year, the crops went like they used to be in the past. Taqa'adat al-hars. Taqa'adat, what it means? That it didn't give that amount of fruit that it used to give. So, they normally will settle the debt with fruit, with date. So, say, I took from you, say, so much of dinars or dirhams, right, grams and cents. So I'll settle it with dates. Because date is such a commodity, it can be stored, and it can be used as a payment. It can be very easily stored. I think from all the fruits that I know of, it's the only fruit that can be very easily stored. Very easily. Like, you don't need to refrigerate it. A little bit of understanding how to do it, but it will remain for months. 1 year, 2 years, it will still remain. So now the debt has to be paid in dates. Right. So, Jabir came in, spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the problem, father passed away. And Jews, my father had taken a debt, taken a loan, and he can't pay it. And this is the position with the farm. The farm doesn't have enough to settle the debt. So, can't you intercede my behalf, speak to them? So, Rabbi Sam spoke to them, for above, they are not interested. So, an intercession is an intercession. You can't force. You can't force your way. Then it was the miracle of Rabbi Sam, that the dates that was less, say about 1/10 that amount, that settled the date, and the date was still as it was in the beginning, no decrease. See, here again there was a settlement. They are reluctant, they don't want to go out of, they want the money, and they want it straight. So, give me time, give me respite. But they are not interested. We want the money and want it up front. So, Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, and he wants his money. But Rasulullah understands, perhaps he understands Ka'b and his spirit. Very good man, right? But he doesn't know, perhaps, that settlement out of court is even more rewarding. So now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is overhearing the whole dispute that's going on. Ka'b is making a demand, I want my money. Ibn Hadrada can't pay. So Rasulullah saw, he raised the curtain. Who is this person that is saying that I won't waive my right? Now, Qabz radiyallahu's relationship with Nabi Sallam was such. If Nabi Sallam said something straight, amanna wa sallamna, we accept it straight away. So that was a relationship. And Rasulullah Sallam wanted a settlement, and he knows the temperament of the person. I'm going to say something, he will accept it, and the dispute will be over. So Nabi Sallam suggests to Qabz that response was, whatever you say, Ya Rasulullah, I'm prepared for it. Waive half the debt. Waive it off half. Yeah, I've done. It's done. See the relationship. There wasn't a relationship. With Jabir and those Jew boys, there wasn't a relationship. Yeah, there's a relationship. An understanding. There's an understanding, says waive half the debt. It's done. Right. Ibn Hadrada, now pay him up. It's only half now. So now you got that money, pay him. See the settlement. So the settlement, it brings about understanding. We learn how to overlook faults, cover people's faults. Because in life, nobody got a guarantee. Anybody come with a guarantee. I won't have problems, no difficulties, I won't fall into something shameful. Anybody carries a guarantee? Nobody. Today, you conceal his fault. Right? Tomorrow, you will be in fault, and you will want yourself to be concealed. But now you play this media game, you go and publicize anything and everything, then you went on a smear campaign, he'll also go on to a smear campaign. Then is there anything left of a community? Anything left of Muslims then? There'll be mistakes, big mistakes, small mistakes, all type of mistakes. Then we should learn how to overlook and forgive. Overlook, forgive, continue. And we trust in Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will see us well as well. On the day of Qiyamah, what happens, right? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Right? On the day of Qiyamah, see what happens. The person forgave with a good heart. Concealed the faults, he overlooked. How they all marshaled together, waiting for the reckoning. And we don't know where we stand. Nobody knows where he stands. All assembled, waiting for the reckoning to commence. As waiting for the now this person here, perhaps he was the one to conceal faults. So Allah Ta'ala will start off with his reckoning, and he'll cordon him off. So nobody sees now that what his hisab kitab is, what he's got, his baggage, what he's got, he's carrying, how much his baggage he's got. Nobody sees. It's just between him and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is cordoning. And then Allah Ta'ala say, alright, فَعَلْتَ كَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا مَعَ كَذَا. You did this at this person, at this place, at this time. There's no way that you can deny. Can't be in denial, because وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَادِرًا. Whatever wrong you did, it's in front of you. Like a videotape. Can you go in denial? Is it possible? Whatever wrong, small or big, but it's in front. So is it possible for anybody to go in denial? So Allah will say then, alright, I had concealed your fault here, perhaps because he had concealed, so I had concealed your fault, now too I concealed your fault. You had concealed, so I concealed your fault, now I won't expose you, right? And, not only there, it doesn't only stop there, you concealed the fault with a good intention, good heart. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. For the wrong that you did, then I will compensate you, I will replace you with some reward. The wrong you did, right? But for this one wrong you did, right? I'm talking of dunya terms. For that one wrong, I'll give you two brand new Mercedes. That's what you understand, right? Two brand new Mercedes. For the one wrong. Now, you think you'll stand still there. This person will tell Allah Pak, Allah Pak, there's more things I got in the baggage. You're talking about these two. What about the other things? أُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحُ. Man is anxious, he wants some bugs. But this thing here is after you conceal, forgive, overlook, have the heart. And with that anticipation that Allah will see me well on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Tawfiq is